This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper was in Pueblo yesterday in support of a planned Front Range passenger rail project. Hickenlooper says a new rail line would help cut traffic on Interstate 25 and bring economic prosperity to places that need it.
You know, you go up and down southern Colorado, we need more growth down here than we do need in Denver. And I think that's one of the magical things that comes from transportation investments is it does include more communities in your economic growth.
The proposal could get a boost from the Biden administration's infrastructure bill, but Amtrak and the state of Colorado say they are committed to it even if Congress doesn't pass the Biden plan. The Boulder district attorney has decided not to charge the police officer who shot the gunman inside the King Soopers during the mass shooting in March. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The decision by DA Michael Dougherty not to file criminal charges against Officer Richard Steidel was not surprising. But in the letter announcing the decision, new details reveal heroic efforts Steidel and more than a dozen other officers took to stop the shooting inside the store. No civilians were shot once officers engaged in a gunfight with the gunman. The investigation into the shooting continues, and the suspected shooter has a court date in 2 weeks. 10 people lost their lives that day. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
First Lady Jill Biden spoke at Fort Carson Army Base in Colorado Springs yesterday. CPR Southern reporter Dan Boyce says Biden met with military spouses.
The First Lady's visit to Fort Carson was her final stop in a multi-day swing through several western states. She gave remarks to about 36 spouses ahead of Military Spouse Appreciation Day, which is Friday. The White House is reviving an Obama-era plan which prioritizes employment opportunities for military spouses, education for children of enlisted parents and veterans, and military families' health and well-being. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And we're rolling on with Morning Edition. Coming up, we'll see how safe people feel going into restaurants and what effect that's having on the economy. Stay tuned. That's coming up next. Right now, Denver is at 52 degrees. This is CPR News.